The souls of the virtuous are in the hand of God. This is what we have just heard from the wisdom literature in our first reading this morning. The souls of the virtuous are in the hands of God. Of course, the virtuous, we recall this Anzac morning, are our war dead, and especially those from Australia and New Zealand who have made the supreme sacrifice for justice, peace and freedom. These virtuous souls operated out of the highest moral code and calling, not completely of their own will, but of the will of their governments who made the difficult decisions to fight for peace on foreign soils. These servicemen and women, who I am sure would have preferred not to take up arms, went into the horrors of wars that they did not begin and that they did not want to share in. Yet believing in the higher good of serving their country, in the firm belief that pursuing peace would help make justice flourish in their time. Tragically, history has proven time and time again that one leader's view of justice does not necessarily agree with their neighbour's view of justice. For me, personally, it is unbelievable that in 2022, for example, we have to witness such tension in Ukraine as we sit here in safety and security this morning. Since the first Anzacs landed in Gallipoli on 25 April 1915, the numbers of war dead have not decreased because the number of wars have not decreased. It appears that the world has learnt so much about weaponry, but seemingly nothing about serving humanity. Anzac Day allows us the solemn time to do just that, to ponder humanity, to gaze upon and search deep within the mind and heart of our nation's young history on this most ancient land, among the world's oldest traditional living culture, to reflect sensitively on our nation's uniformed heroes and villains, its characters and its personalities, its victories and its losses. Today, in this place, we create a sacred silence in a noisy world. We march respectfully when the world wants to run chaotically. We create hope when so much seems hopeless. And we bring the light of our faith into where there is so much darkness. We demonstrate that we value all life in the midst of a culture of death. It is important for those of us who say that we are people of faith that we commemorate, remember, and honour our nation's brave serving men and women, our peacekeepers and our peacemakers. As Christians, what is central to our faith is our firm belief that the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, just celebrated at Easter, demonstrates that God's desire and promise is for our eternal peace with Him. As evangelizers, this is our opportunity and our responsibility to demonstrate to the nation and the world that we believe in a higher good and that no death caused in the fight for peace and justice is in vain. As the psalmist says, and our hope is, justice shall flourish in his time and fullness of peace forever. We do not want wars. We do not honour war. But sadly, wars have created an opportunity for us, by honouring our dead, to dream of a better world, and as Pope Francis says, create the path to a better future. Just last week, Pope Francis began a challenging conversation on the Church's traditional understanding of its just war theory. He says, "War is never the answer." Through our recent Easter celebrations, the Holy Father commented on Christ's victory over death. He said the world needs the crucified and risen Lord so that we can believe in the victory of love and hope for reconciliation. And just now we have heard from St. John's Gospel, unless a wheat grain falls on the ground and dies, it remains only a single grain. But if it dies, it yields a rich harvest. The sons and daughters of our two nations, Australia and New Zealand, who as a result of conflict have fallen on the ground and died, hopefully have helped create a determination within each one of us for a rich harvest of peace, justice, and harmony, so that our path to a better future ensures that we and our neighbours are among the souls of the virtuous who will be in the hands of God. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.